Well, it's opening night for the youngest actors in the Beaver Dam Area Community Theater. Cassidy Warmbold has the story.
Frozen Jr. is a brand new stage play based on the hit Disney musical. Members of the cast were my guests this week on WBEV's Community Common.
My character is Elsa. She's very dramatic.
I'm Olaf. It's the snowman. I have to be really, funny and dramatic.
I'm Anna.
She's, not afraid to be herself around anybody.
I'm Kristoff. He's an ice harvester.
What's an ice harvester?
To be honest, I have no clue.
Do you want to build a snowman?
In his first year of Telltale, Nate Smith was cast as the villain, Hans. Nate tells my co-host, Craig Warmbold, that he even got to sing his own song.
It's called Love's an Open Door.
Now, are you in love with one of the sisters?
In the play I am, but not in real life.
Are you sure?
Is that tricky to have to pretend to be in love with a girl?
Yes.
Yeah, just do it anyway.
Alicia Bruden is the director of Frozen Jr.
What has been the biggest challenge?
Probably timing at our theater, because we have 4 summer musicals going on.
What do you think the audience will like most about Frozen?
The children, they're amazing. They really bring the story to life. And I mean, besides being adorable, they're great singers and dancers and actors and actresses.
The cast says Frozen Jr. is guaranteed to be a great time.
I think they should check it out because everyone has better parts than it was in the movie.
Because it's much different than the movie.
It's a whole new way to look at it.
We put a lot of work into it for people to come see us, and it's different than the movie.
Because they have a bunch of really cool songs in it. They have the really cool songs that were in the original Frozen, the movie, and they added a lot of newer songs too.
Frozen Jr. is on the stage of the Fine Arts Center starting tonight and running through Saturday, with performances at 7 p.m. and a special 1:30 Friday matinee. Reporting for WBEV, I'm Cassidy Warmbold. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, bye.
And I'm Craig Warmbold, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.